funny because she'll cheer, like, let's go, Kings. We can pick this up. Like, let's do it right now. And we're, you know, down 6 goals. And we're like, that's right when you're feeling like, no, we can't. And then, you know, you hear a little 9-year-old girl saying, yes, you can. It's like, okay, this is why we're here. You know, even if we can't come back the gap that we need to, let's do something for her.
Senior Allie Gorniak explains how having 9-year-old Amy Hosmer as an adopted team member has impacted the King's College women's lacrosse team. Last season, the team located Amy through the Friends of Jaclyn Foundation, which pairs high school and college sports teams with children dealing with pediatric brain tumors. When Amy was 2 years old, her mother, Etta, never suspected she had a brain tumor.
My father-in-law came in and he asked me why she was limping, and she was 2 and a half. It was our first child. So I just thought she was walking around like a baby. So I just kind of blew that off. And then like 2 months later, my mother-in-law came in. She asked me, why is Amy limping? And I'm like, oh, wait. So I really take a good look at her. I said, wow, that maybe she is really limping. So we made an appointment with the doctor. The doctor sent us to the bone specialist. And the bone specialist looked at the x-rays and said, nope, go see a neurologist. So we went to see the neurologist. And he thought she had a mild case of cerebral palsy and sent us for an MRI. And then we found out that day, he called us on the phone and let us know that she had a brain tumor. The very next day, we were to go to Philadelphia. And the surgeon said that he couldn't do anything because it was like putting salt and pepper in a bowl, giving you an ice cream scoop, and telling you to pick out the pepper. So there was nothing he could do, but maybe oncology could do something. So he sent us down to oncology, and finally when they brought us in, he basically told us that she had 6 months to 3 years to live, that radiation was only going to prolong her life.
Feeling lost, Etta found the next MRI shined hope where there was none.
When we came back and had the next MRI, they looked at it, and half the board decided maybe the radiation would help things and cure it. So we went along with the radiation. When she finished, 6 weeks later, we went back and we found out that it shrunk 80%.
Having been stable for 6 years now, Amy is enjoying life and her adoption with the team.
My favorite part of the adoption is the girls because they're really nice. I'm a really talkative girl, you know. I could bring up anything and they'll just, you know, they'll listen. I've never had anyone do that except my parents. And I really like them because they're really sweet and, you know, I can always just count on them.
The adoption has also made an impact on the team. Head coach Laurie Anthony explains what it does for the team and the girls.
It's a great way to keep some continuity and to keep some sort of fundraising within the team as well. It's something that everybody knows that we're going to do. It also kind of forces the girls to think outside of just lacrosse and think about somebody else besides themselves.
Co-captain Allie Gorniak recognizes a change in the team when Amy is around.
It definitely brought everybody closer, especially when she's around, because everybody just gravitates to her and she loves it, especially because she always reminds us that we're all sisters. That's her big thing. So she'll come and say, I'm with all my sisters. And that's something we're not always saying to each other. So then when she's around, we're a lot closer.
The team and Amy are looking forward to the coming seasons.
I'm always excited for the next year, and I'm always one step ahead. I'm really lucky to be adopted for this. We are always going to be like a family.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Kelly Calloway.